Chris Lorton here from WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show, where you can hear the inside story from the locals from your community. As you know, everybody has a story, and we love to get a story and share it with everybody else. So the Local Spotlight Show airs Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. and 6:05 p.m. My guest today or tonight, whichever you're listening, my guest, Professor Brian Hamm. Welcome, Professor.
Thanks, Chris.
Yes, that's pretty cool. You're the first professor that I've had here in the studio. Maybe the only professor we'll ever have. I don't know. Yes, and we'll get to your professorship because how long have you been a professor?
6 years.
6 years. Okay. Well, first of all, history, Brian. Where'd you come from, son?
Yeah, I grew up in Whitehall. We were just the parade marshals in the Whitehall parade because my basketball team, the 1989 basketball team, we went to the state championship, the Elite Eight, and this is our 35th anniversary. And so they honored us, and we were the parade marshals just last week.
That's great. You know, my family originally came from Whitehall.
Like, I didn't know
my
that.
My great-great-great-grandfather was an American Revolutionary War guy, and he got land and ended up in Whitehall in that territory back in the 1870s, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, all good people come from Whitehall, a lot of good people.
Yeah, my parents and my wife's parents still live up there, so we still make it up north quite frequently.
Did you ever, you know, Lorton Street? In Whitehall?
I don't.
Really? Come on, there's only 10 streets in Whitehall.
I know.
Well, believe me, there's a street called Lorton Street.
That must be in the bad part of town.
It's right in the middle of town.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, evidently had a pretty good career at Whitehall. Fun going to state.
That's yeah, so cool. it was a lot of fun. So played basketball 4 years. My wife, Krista, she was a cheerleader, and I ended up being valedictorian. And after graduating, I went to the University of Illinois, and I don't tell a whole lot of people this, but I got a 4-year free tuition scholarship, and I'd like folks to believe it's because I'm real smart, but the truth is that the University of Illinois awards a 4-year tuition-free scholarship to one child in every county whose parents served in the armed forces during time of conflict, and my dad served during Vietnam, and so I was the only one to apply for my year, and so I'd like for folks to think it's because I'm really smart, but it was just I was the only applicant.
Well, come on, Professor. You were pretty smart, so that.
Well, I don't know about that. I've been pretty lucky.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
And you and Krista, sweethearts.
Well, it didn't start out that way.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So yeah, she chased me all throughout high school, but I continued to resist. But we found our way back together.
I bet you did. I know that you. You know, you got out of college and you've worked in a lot of different areas and businesses, et cetera. What'd you start off with?
Yeah. So I graduated Illinois in accounting, got my CPA, but really never held an accounting job per se. Most of my career has been in finance. I started with an accounting firm called Price Waterhouse doing auditing and was with them for 3 years. And then I moved on to Pepsi Americas, headquartered out of Chicago, but I was with Pepsi Americas for a total of 10 years. But there was a period where Krista and my two boys, Colin and Davis, we moved 6 times in 7 years, all between Chicago, St. Louis, and Memphis. And every time I worked in Chicago, I'd move back to Jerseyville. And to try to ease the transition, we'd actually move into the same subdivision. And so I've owned 4 houses on Hart Court.
Is that right?
Yeah. And one time, my father-in-law came to visit us, and he went to the wrong house. it was the house we used to live in.
And I guess Jerseyville, not Whitehall. You came to Jerseyville a little closer.
Yep. And so it was a little closer to St. Louis, but also close enough to our parents because we wanted to live in a small enough town where the kids could ride their bicycles and we wouldn't have to worry too much, and then also to allow us to get back to Whitehall when we wanted to visit family. But also close enough to St. Louis where it didn't make the drive too bad. And so 10 years of Pepsi, and then 10 years at Energizer, so the Bunny Company.
Yeah.
And that was a real fun experience. And so got to travel the world and go to countries like Singapore and Malaysia and Brazil and Argentina. And you never thought I would do that. And ended up being.
What actually did you do as an accountant in traveling?
So at Energizer, I was vice president of finance. At that time, there were two business units in Energizer. There was the battery company, and then there was personal care. So they owned Schick and Hawaiian Tropic and Banana Boat and Edge Shaving Cream and, okay. and Schick Razor Blades. So I was on the battery side of the business. I can't believe it. I would have thought they would want me on the Hawaiian Tropic side of the business, but I guess they made a mistake. So I was on the battery side of the business, and I was vice president of finance. And so helping the president of the battery division kind of make decisions, do planning and forecasting and things like that. Then I was chief restructuring officer when we had to do a big restructuring, and then really my first kind of accounting type job, I was chief accounting officer. And then we decided to split the two companies and to be two publicly traded companies where you can buy and sell their stock on the stock exchange. And I became the chief financial officer of the new Energizer, and it was only focused on just the battery business. And so that was a really cool experience.
Here's the question that everybody wants to know. Okay. Now, were you there whenever the bunny thing came up?
So my understanding, and this is a good story. My understanding of how the Energizer bunny came about is that Duracell had a commercial, and it was a kid's birthday party. There was a bunch of bunnies lined up, and, these bunnies were lined up to do a race, and the Duracell bunny went the farthest but stopped. Well, our marketing department saw that and said, we got to have our own bunny commercial. And so we came out with the Energizer bunny, but with our tagline is that we weren't invited to the party and our bunny never stops. And so if you notice the Energizer bunny, he's always beating the drum or doing something, so signifying that it never stops. And then when we became our publicly traded company and I became CFO, I got to ring the opening bell at New York Stock Exchange, which was a really cool experience.
Yeah.
And I brought my two boys and my wife. And so they were on the floor and, up on this podium, and you'll see like pictures of people ringing the opening bell at the stock exchange. That podium's pretty small. And we have this 10-foot tall Energizer bunny, our mascot, up on that stage as well. And so that was pretty cool.
And he was in costume?
He was in costume. And
it wasn't Rick Edwards, was it?
No, it was not Rick Edwards. It was actually my treasurer at the time, and he's now the CFO of Energizer. And so he was in the bunny costume. Usually we hire an actor, but he came to me before that day, and he said, I want to dress in the costume. I was like, no, we'll hire an actor. And he was like, no, let me rephrase it. I'm going to be in that costume because I already told my girls I was going to do it. So that was that's the current CFO of Energizer in the bunny costume up on the podium.
Okay. What was it, 6 years ago that you left those guys?
So I left Energizer 7 years ago. And then I was with True Green, the lawn care company, as their CFO for a little bit. And my career then finally came full circle. I've always wanted to teach, and I thought become a basketball coach. And so I was a basketball coach for St. Francis Holy Ghost, fifth and sixth grade for a while.
I remember that.
And, but I always said, I want to teach high school and be a basketball coach. And Krista said, well, if you do that, I'm going to divorce you. And so I figured, well, I'd give a basketball coach a try to see if it was worthy of a divorce. And I wasn't a very good basketball coach, so I decided the marriage was more important, but I still always wanted to kind of try teaching a little bit. And so I reached out to the dean of the College of Business, my alma mater, the University of Illinois, and one thing led to another, and I started teaching.
Yeah, I mean, that was quite, a jump up from wanting to teach high school to being the professor of accounting in the U of I.
Yeah, I never thought it was possible, and it was interesting because my oldest son, Colin, was an accounting student at Illinois when I started teaching, and my very first day teaching, Colin took the same class that I was teaching, but he had a different professor. And he calls me literally when I'm walking in the classroom for the very first time. And Colin said, hey, Dad, my professor of Aki 303, that was a class I was teaching, has his PhD from Yale. He said, there's no way you're qualified to be here. And I said, you know that and I know that, but let's keep that between ourselves. But no, it's been 6 years. I teach an undergraduate accounting class, that Aki 303, and also a master's